لكن أنا ما فهمت يعني هو بيقصد شنو بالتحديد.
No, I didn't know. I wasn't expecting that. However, once I went to court, I was expecting I would be sentenced to death because I kept on receiving threats while I was in court from the guards, from the different individuals in the court. And the judge would keep on telling me, be careful. He kept on warning me and telling me that I needed to convert to Islam, actually return to Islam. And so I kept on getting these warnings, which made me anticipate I would be sentenced to death.
For many people around the world, it's impossible to imagine what it was like for you, someone who was about to give birth and someone who did give birth in jail. What was it like in prison?
It wasn't easy. I can't describe it. But there are others who are in worse conditions in Sudan than what I was in. Sadly, this was all under the guise of the law. So the law, instead of protecting people, is bringing harm to them. And not only in Sudan, but in other places in the world where the law is used to harm people. And there's no protection for human rights or religious freedoms.
Do you ever have any hopes or dreams to return to Sudan at any point?
Of course.
But then do you not risk the same thing happening again?
There must be monitoring from the international community all over the world, from NGOs and from governments, to make sure that people and minorities in Sudan aren't mistreated, that their human rights are not mistreated. There are many people who suffer because there is no monitoring and there's no observation. So there must be a revision of the laws there. The attorneys who supported me while I was in Sudan are now having trouble with the Sudanese authorities. And only because they stood by me, they took a courageous stand because they understand the law. And because of that, they stood by me. And now they are being mistreated.
يكون وفقا للدستور.